Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We'll get to Bill Orme coming up top of the hour. He will be your daily ticker today on a Monday. A couple of basketball thoughts. The college hoop season begins today.
It does, dude. We got some Capture the Flag.
Producer is excited. Everybody's getting all jacked up, so we'll carve out a few minutes on a football Monday.
We got to build all the pilots imaging here, and then Portland gets going Wednesday night.
The international beeves starting tonight.
It is that.
That's right.
Here's the situation.
It is that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of year. I want to get to a couple of more tidbits out of the college football world. So we were talking about Clemson there, and we just should collectively make fun of Dabo Swinney for a moment. Did you see what he did? They were down 26-7 in the fourth quarter, and they scored a touchdown. Okay, so that would make the score what? Before the PAT.
12, they had 12?
It was 26-13, so that before the PAT. So they were, if you line up to kick the PAT, okay, it makes it 12, but initially they're down by 13.
Okay.
Is it more advantageous in the fourth quarter to be down by 13 or down by 11?
By 11.
Right? Because you could score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion and then kick a field goal. Does a 12-point deficit do anything for you, or is it still a two-touchdown game?
Still two touchdowns. Game.
You know what Dabo Swinney did after they scored that touchdown?
Kick the extra point.
Kick the extra point.
There you go.
And the announcers, rightfully so, Bob Wischusen, I think, was on the call that game and was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is going down 12 have to do with it? What are nobody there? Have a brain? Do you think about things?
Maybe players in the portal could have helped you not lose this game and
just wild
with Georgia a little more.
Absolutely wild. I saw that. Wanted to make sure we called that out.
I don't disagree with a whole lot of your dirty poll. This is the one team, and they could still maybe find their way into the ACC title game. This is the one that I'm just like, what about him and that program builds any trust? I've been noted they've beaten nothing but Pat. I was so happy watching them lose this game.
They
got
to
get blown out.
They got blown out.
Yeah.
I think the counter to that would be, do you believe in anybody in the ACC?
Miami.
You do believe
Miami's
in Miami.
Defense is not good. I'll certainly lend you that. But like, they were down 28-17 after being up 14-0, by the way.
Yes, they were.
And I still was like,
That
I mean, they're going to score a ton.
That offense can crank it up.
Cam Ward is so
they can. Have they played a defense with a pulse, though, would be my other response.
Who are they going to play in this conference
with
a pulse?
Nobody.
So that's kind of the scenario of, like, do you trust? I trust the team with the best offense, and I think there's
they
a
unquestionably
shot
have the best. They unquestionably have the best offense. Up in Seattle on Saturday night, it was two teams trading off who wants to lose this game more.
Good Lord.
Jed Fish coming out of a timeout needing 1 yard to win the game. 1 yard. You had all that time to talk about your play call. Jed Fish, okay, we got third and one. One first down, the game's over. 1 yard, the game's over. He took the field with 12 guys.
Let's put an extra guy out there.
They made it third and six.
How do you do that out of a timeout?
And then punted them. I had to punt the ball back to USC, which gave them an opportunity to win. Lincoln Riley gets inside the 5 yard line or 10 yard line twice, comes away with no points in the fourth quarter.
My family was like, are you going to come watch this movie? And I literally was like, I'm watching a comedy right now.
This is great. This is great.
They had just been called for the 12 man penalty out of a timeout.
I started laughing watching that game, and the wife turned to me and she was like, what are you laughing about? Why is this so funny? And I was like, let me explain it to you, honey. Here's the situation. And then I think she also got a good chuckle. After the game, though, USC, man, like five games away from being undefeated.
Honestly, like, not that much. I mean, what's different is, you know, a handful of plays throughout the season and a bunch of games, kind of like the LSU game, that have come down right to the end, and we've kind of had the anomaly of a year. You know, normally, you know, these things end up over time going about 50-50 on these games that come down to one play, and we've happened to have the year that you know, not too many of them have went our way. And so I think the biggest thing you look at is we've been a good enough team. I know I've said it, but it's still the truth. Like, it's just as true as it was, you know, last week against Rutgers and the wins and the losses and everything. We've been a good enough team to win every game. We've been a good enough team to put ourselves in position to win, but we haven't separated consistently, and we've consistently been in these games that come down to one play, and we just have not done a good enough job making those plays. So, I mean, obviously you want to continue to get better in the end and finish these off, which we certainly need to do a better job. We own that, but, you know, the biggest key for us growing both this year and in the future is when you get the ability or the opportunity, I should say, to separate in these games, that's what you got to do. And then it doesn't come down to a coin flip or hoping you make a play or they don't, or this call goes your way or that one doesn't. And that's just kind of been the story of this stretch for us.
And just 9 plays away from being undefeated this year at USC. A fun fact for you that Lincoln Riley in the last 41 days has lost as many games as Dan Lanning has in his Oregon tenure.
It's certainly not going well. I didn't vote for USC on your poll question because I
kind of knew
this is who they've been. Yeah. We all picked Washington to win this game.
I did not. I took USC to win the game.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah. Oh. And they were inside the 10-yard line twice, and they probably should have won, but I digress.
Oh, I think they had a crazy stat in this game of, like, their red zone visits versus, like, what they ended up doing in this game. I was trying to find the number.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Look, I'm not shocked that they lost this game. This is USC. They look like they had full momentum of this game. They took the lead.
After a terrible first half, they came out like a cannon in the third quarter.
And then they went 3-and-out. Yeah. And Washington got the ball, and Washington went down and scored. Miller Moss was terrible in this football game. He threw some dimes.
He's not been good on the road.
No. Well, they haven't won a game on the road.
No.
That's the thing with USC. They're 4-5 now in conference play. I think people about had it with this whole, like, we're 5 or 6 plays away. He's literally gave this answer, like, for 4 straight weeks.
This is him all last year, too. We're just losing close games.
I got a take for you. I want to call out his fourth down near the goal line play. That's what you call?
They got blown up in the background, in the backfield. Yeah,
I have some creativity, my man. And I couldn't believe how bad that was. I don't think he's going to stay. I don't think he wants to get fired. I wouldn't be shocked if he was the Saints guy or fill in the blank NFL team next year.
If you were an NFL team, would you be? I mean, is it a recruiting problem? Is it a culture thing?
Like, I think you're still
willing to give him a job?
I certainly hear why you wouldn't hire him in the NFL. I'm not even telling you he's the best name and candidate. I think we can argue, or maybe we don't. He at least knows offense. So in the NFL, I don't need you to recruit. Go get a D coordinator, and you can certainly laugh at that notion. I don't know where this is going. They should have won this game. Washington did everything they could to lose this game. Rodgers was terrible in this.
He was really bad.
They had a 12-man penalty out of a timeout.
In the, like, biggest moment of the game.
The weather was in Washington's favor. Washington did everything they could to lose this game. And they lost.
I will
be shocked if he hangs around, because where is this going? Are they going to be 8-4 next year? Is that the upside of what next year could be?
Right, and is that a good year in year 4 for you?
Like, who's your quarterback?
Miller Moss will be back for another year.
Will he? Why would you play him?
I don't know.
And your defense is, like, Anton Lynn is, I guess, better than Alex Grinch. They weren't necessarily the problem, but it's not good enough. This is terrible.
They might miss the bowl game. They need a win over likely UCLA. I mean, they're 2 wins away.
They'll beat UCLA, I think.
They should beat Nebraska, but Nebraska's also weird where they nearly beat Ohio State and then lose to UCLA.
But that's a home game for USC, right?
It is a home game.
So
it is in LA.
USC wins that game.
They both have a bye, I believe, this week. I'm not sure. I know USC does. So they need to win 2 of their last 3 just to get to a bowl game in year 3 under Lincoln Riley. That's bananas. Before we wrap up here, we go to Bill Orme. I just want to give a shout out to one guy.
Yeah.
Man, this is remarkable.
He's got a dog mentality.
In year 2 under Kenny Dillingham, the Arizona State Sun Devils are bowl eligible. And on that note, did you know that by becoming bowl eligible, he became the first coach born in the 1990s to lead a team to a bowl game?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how many other? I mean, he's 30. Well, how old is Dillingham? 34?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was 32 or 33.
Lanning's. Yeah, no, he's like 33, 34.
Lanning, I think, is my age or a year old or your age. He's like 37.
He's a late 80s guy.
He's a late 80s. Wow. He was born in 1990. He's the first coach ever born in the 90s to lead a team to a bowl game. And in their in-state rivalry, who they get at the end of the year.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about a one-and-done potentially?
I mean, Arizona is just a dumpster, and Arizona State's going to a bowl game. That's really cool. I know we weren't sure how's this going to work out. ASU, they're coming off Herm Edwards. Awesome job by them this year to get to a bowl game.
Scatabo needs recognition of he has been one of the more awesome college football players this year.
Yes, he has.
He's been a great story for them. I'm happy for Kenny Dillingham. He got his dream job. They're going bowling in year two. They were picked Finch last in that conference. It's a fantastic story. Brent Brennan might not be long for that Arizona job.
Buddy.
I can't explain what they are now.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.